This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Few in the Bahamas will be able to sleep tonight with Hurricane Dorian stalled over Grand Bahama Island, pounding it overnight with fierce winds and massive rainfall. But the Prime Minister has confirmed at least 5 deaths on one island alone, calling the destruction there in northern Bahamas unprecedented and extensive. Dorian is the strongest Atlantic hurricane to strike land in 84 years and the worst ever to hit the Bahamas. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Conway Gittens explains, in the U.S. state of Florida, preparations are underway with stern warnings from state leaders.
Parts of coastal Florida are under mandatory evacuation.
I will not get off this boat during the hurricane for any reason at all, save a human life. If a human's life is in jeopardy, then obviously I'm going to do whatever's necessary.
Because this isn't a play tour, this is our home.
Yeah.
And we can't afford to buy another one of these.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told his residents to heed evacuation orders.
Get out now while you have time, while there's fuel available, and you'll be safe on the roads. We are in a situation where the storm is stalling very close to our coast. It is going to make a movement, and the movement that it makes is going to have a lot of impact on Floridians.
Evacuation orders have also gone out to coastal towns and counties in Georgia and the Carolinas.
That is Reuters' Conway Gittens reporting. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for an Afghanistan blast in a compound that houses international organizations and guest houses that killed at least 5 people and wounded about 50 others, although the number of deaths is expected to rise. The explosion occurred just hours after a U.S. negotiator shared with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani key details of a deal that would see thousands of American troops leaving Afghanistan. Earlier, the U.S. official said that they had reached a draft framework agreement with the Taliban. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson threatened Monday to expel any Conservative Party rebels if they try to block his push for a no-deal exit next month from the European Union. Reuters' David Doyle.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday ruled out ever asking the European Union to delay Brexit, making an implicit warning that he would be forced to call a general election if his hands were tied by Parliament.
I want everybody to know there are no circumstances in which I will ask Brussels to delay. We're leaving on the 31st of October, no ifs or buts.
An alliance of opposition lawmakers and rebels from within Johnson's own Conservatives are seeking to take control of Parliament in order to pass legislation that would force Johnson to seek a 3-month delay to prevent a no-deal Brexit.
Reuters' David Doyle. In Hong Kong, at a university campus and in park near the government center, tens of thousands of students joined together Monday as they boycotted classes and demanded that the government heed the demands of pro-democracy protesters who have been rallying in the streets for nearly 3 months. Reuters' Joe Davies.
They wore masks over their mouths, but the voice of Hong Kong students was loud and clear on Monday. Thousands of them chose to boycott school and university for the day in the latest anti-government protest here that some fear could one day be made illegal.
If we stop fighting, Hong Kong will be ended. One country, two system might properly be ended. And our rights, our basic political right of getting involved in social movement, of opposing the government, will probably be ended also.
This was a peaceful protest against the now suspended extradition bill, an altogether different kind from the violent scenes over the weekend and many times before.
And that's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Iraq on Monday suspended the operations of U.S.-funded Al Hura television after it broadcast a report alleging corruption in the country's Sunni and Shiite religious institutions. The 12-minute documentary aired Saturday, claiming that the religious authorities were misusing state funds and administering religious sites and real estate. Crews continue searching in the U.S. state of California after a fire erupted aboard a dive boat off the coast of Southern California, killing at least 8. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says a fire aboard the diving boat while passengers were sleeping became a worst-case scenario.
Have a fire that occurs, have limited, if any, firefighting capabilities that could address that, and then to have all of a sudden a fire that spread very, very rapidly, you couldn't ask for a worse situation.
Coast Guard officials said 5 crew members were rescued after the fire broke out on the 20-meter commercial dive boat. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.